Well, praise the Lord. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. I have this honor of being your host on this Monday morning. I'm Aubrey Gregory. It's Monday, December the 15th, in the year of our Lord, 5775. Oh, no, secular calendar, it's 2014. Well, how are you today? How are you feeling? I'm glad you asked. I feel fine. I feel refreshed. And of course, I'm so awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. It's just wonderful to be up early in the morning, the first hour of the biblical day, which is 6 to 7 p.m. That's the very first hour of the biblical day. Welcome to you, and thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. It's Monday. It's the day after Sunday, obviously, and it kind of defines the rest of the week. And so today we are focused on the idea that each of us is a city with a wall of salvation made possible by the blood of Jesus Christ, situated and placed around us for protection. And so we want to be conscious of that even as we enter this grand week that God has given to us. It's brand new. And we don't know what this day, or if we're blessed with the succeeding days, as Tuesday, Wednesday, etc., will bring. But we know one thing. We're confident in this one thing. That He who is the great I Am is still on the throne. He's absolutely still on the throne. And we can take confidence in that. Whatever your situation may be, whatever your challenges may appear to be, He's bigger than them all. So we take confidence today, not in ourselves, but in Him. Let us go before His throne. Let's stand and bow our hearts before His Majesty. Let's cast our crowns at His feet. Let us speak in a way that invites Him and allows Him and positions us rightfully, righteously, truthfully before Him, even on this day. Please join me. Father, we come into Your presence. We come with praise. Praise that we can look at You, call You Father. A name that means so much to You and to us. It defines our relationship most accurately. You are our Creator. We found our source and our being in You, and not of ourselves. And we are Your people. We thank You for the relationship that is so open, so inviting, so loving, so kind, and so special, both to You and to us. And Father, we want to stand before You. We want to be able to lift our hands in praise and in thanksgiving. in the power and authority that you've given to us. We ask today, where we have failed, where we have missed the mark, that you would apply the blood of Jesus Christ that's reserved specifically for this search, this purpose, to restore to us his righteousness, so that you, being a holy God and pure and righteous, are able to entertain us with your presence. Have mercy on us today. And please accept our repentance, all of our sin, all of our unrighteousness, all of our transgressions and iniquities. We repent of those. And with your help and your grace and strength, we shall not go those ways again. So today, we thank you for the open atmosphere of communication that has been just established once again, so that we can ask, just as you requested of your son. You said, ask of me. We are here to praise, to glorify, and to ask. Thank you in advance for receiving us. Thank you in advance for responding and answering our humble prayers today. And thank you most of all for being who you are. You are the only wise God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You provide everything for us, the very breath that we take. So we bless your name today. Have your way in our midst. We thank you for all of our prayer partners that are dialed in to this prayer cast right now. Speak to our hearts. We are tuned to listen and to hear. Have your way with us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the name of the Lord. And our focus today is to entertain the understanding, and secondly, the idea that each of us is a city with a wall of salvation. And we'll establish that from the scriptures. But as a reality, we want to embrace that you're a city. And in biblical times, the purpose of a city was, or rather the purpose, every city had a wall. And the purpose of the wall was to protect the city. And so the walls, to allow commerce and daily living, they contained walls, or, I'm sorry, gates. They contained gates. And a gate is obviously an attempt to control entrance in or out of the city. And the gates in biblical times were where the centers, or the civic centers of the city, where news was exchanged and discussed, where the marketplace, it was in proximity to the marketplace. We see that in Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, where trading was done and through which items were imported. The elders sat to administer matters relating to the city. They sat in the gate. Throughout the scriptures, this is shown. So the biblical term to be within the gates referred to being under the authority and protection of the elders of the city, who normally presided in the gates. Kings sat at the gate to meet with their subjects. And if he wanted to attract the attention of the sovereign or dignitary, that's where you would go, to the gates. The gates were also the place where the reading of the law and proclamations took place, where prophets and priests delivered admonitions and pronouncements. All of that happened in the gates. Criminals were punished just outside the gates. So, gates are significant in the concept of a city. Strangers would visit the city, who were visiting the city, would pass the night in the gates, or just inside the gates, if they had no place to stay. And the gates provided protection for the inhabitants of the city. So, when the gates, when the city was surrounded by walls, gates were the only way in and out. So gates are important. Well, let's see if in fact you and I are a gate. Let's then look and see what it says. Turn with me, please, to Isaiah chapter 60. That's Isaiah chapter 60, verse 17 through 19. And I'm going to read that. From the King James Version. We'll begin at verse 17 for the sake of context. It says, "For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. And I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness." Then verse 18, it says, "Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory." What a word of encouragement. It says violence shall no longer be heard in thy land, your city, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. That's verse 18 of Isaiah chapter 60. Your walls are salvation, and your gates praise. You're a city. As soon as we were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, a protective wall of Christ's blood is put around us, a wall of salvation. And this stops the enemy from going in and out, at least for a season. Because you see, the enemy can enter through the gates that are present, our heart, our eyes, our ears, etc. And he can enter, or they can enter, to possess the city if the gates are not properly restored. So in the Bible, gates represent many important things that are important to us. So I thought I would share that with you, and a good time to share that is right early, such as we have done and are doing right now. Yes, at the very beginning of our week, where we want to and anticipate and expect to have victory because of the authority. And if we're gates, we have that authority. And we are, in fact, gates. We are cities, as the scripture says. And we want violence no longer to be heard in our land, meaning within our life context. No more wasting or destruction within our borders. But we will identify the blood of Jesus, which means our salvation. And we will thank God for salvation. And we shall call our gates praise. Amen. Well, welcome to all of you on this wonderful day that God has given to us. I trust you had an awesome weekend. I know I did. I feel refreshed. That's my praise report. I feel refreshed, washed, cleansed, empowered, re-energized by the Word of God that flowed in our house on this weekend. And so I'm anticipating this week, which I've already identified many challenges this week, but my confidence is in the Lord. I trust that's the same with you. Amen. Now, if you would like to give a praise report or raise a prayer request, in which we would love you to do, we would like and enjoy the privilege of joining our faith to yours, along with the power of agreement. Just press the button 1 on your telephone, and that causes your line in our studio to be alive so that you can be heard. You and I have this privilege. We have joined in this first hour with millions around the earth who are praying right now. So our voice is joined with theirs as we stand before the throne of grace. How can he hear all of this? He can, because he is God. Also, our voices are joined with the history of prayer at this hour that has gone on for thousands of years. So you see the awesome privilege that you and I have. You right in your comfort zone, and me in mine, and together we're doing something that's traditionally historic and also contemporary, meaning right now, profound and great. I see your signal, and that your number is 4002, and you would like to be heard, and we would like to hear you as well. So you can go for it and speak.
Good morning.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, Brother Willie, welcome. It's Monday morning. Yes. Did you know?
Yes.
How are you?
All right. I'd like to pray for Aletha McDonald. She's in the hospital.
Hmm.
Yeah, she went in there. She went to work Saturday night, and she got sick, and they checked the pressure. Pressure was up 193 over 101 or 103. Mm. Well, she had trouble with her neck. Her neck and her shoulder was hurting real bad. She couldn't even lay down. So they kept in the hospital.
Well, thank you for letting us know about that. Yeah. I had no clue. I know we did not see her in worship with us, but would have not thought that she was ill.
And thank God she called me last night. I didn't know it myself until she called me yesterday afternoon and told me what happened.
All right. We'll let's lift her up in prayer. She's a woman of God, loves the Lord. And if I remember, I think she was on Friday night prayer cast with us. I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, she was on because I was on too.
Yeah,
I didn't
thank you very much for being on. Our response on Friday night was tremendous. There was lots of us on. It was just, I didn't say much. I mean, I had requested that Elder Burgos take the lead, and he did a wonderful job in that. So I just kind of prayed along and interjected that once or something like that. But anyway, let us lift up Aretha right now. God is raising her up. Father, we come before you, and we are lifting up one of your own before you and in your presence. We thank you for the access that we have. And it's because of the access that we have, this welcome, this entrance that we have into your presence, we're confident that you don't just hear, but you do. In fact, with you, to hear is the same as doing. If you heard it, it's done. And we pray right now for Aretha McDonald. We send your word right now to our hospital room. And we speak directly to her body. And we send your health and healing. We dispatch that grace and that mercy of healing and restoration right now to her body. And we speak to every cell, every muscle, every tissue. We speak to the blood, that every cell, every tissue, the courses of the blood will be normalized right now, would return to normal, and she will receive a quick dispatch from the hospital and return home. We speak peace to her spirit right now. Her confidence is in you.
Yes. Yes. What happened? Yeah, it cut off. the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord, I'm back. Can you hear me? If you can, say amen.
Praise the Lord.
You can hear? Praise the Lord. That was one of those things, you know, the connection got dropped. So thank you for hanging in there and for staying with us. But as we were, you know, I felt that prayer. And, you know, we live in a world where Jesus said, you know, in this world you'll have tribulation. So that's okay. We still have the victory. Don't worry about a thing. We still have the victory. Okay. There's someone, your phone number is 5056, and you're waiting in queue for first to hear you. I want you to know that your line is open and you can speak
right now. Morning, Pastor.
That's that call. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But to
praise
hear
him.
From
yes, all is well. Yes, all is well.
Well, praise God. I've been thinking about you and about the wonderful weather and all of that down there, and you know, I'm glad
that
to hear
indeed
you.
We are having that indeed we are having wonderful, wonderful weather. But I call upon you and your prayer partners this morning. I have a very, very special prayer request this morning.
Okay.
My grandson Darian Blake, among
yes.
a bunch of other recruits, will be leaving tomorrow, actually, but today officially they will be leaving home for the Air Force.
Okay.
They will be leaving home today. They will gather at a hotel tonight. Tomorrow they will all take flight into San Antonio, Texas, to Lackland Air Force Base for their training of the Air Force. We need your prayers for him and the rest of the recruits, and for the mothers and fathers and the family they're all leaving behind, because I'm sure it won't be easy to see their children depart for another life in another
right.
world. But all will be good, because they will be doing something very positive. So we need your prayer. We're all very proud of them, because they're doing something that's going to make a better life for them and hopefully a better life for this world. So I'm asking for your prayer, not only for Darian, my grandson, but for the rest of the recruit that will be joining him.
Okay. Praise the Lord. That for those of you, and I really, we had no clue up on this end, and so I'm glad you informed us so that we can continue to keep them in prayer. And for those of you that are listening, Darian is also my grand nephew. So let us pray for these youngsters as they go off to actually take their place in the world, in the scheme of things,
yes.
to take their place. And we want God to continue. He brought them this far, and he won't leave them this far. Now he's still with them, and we thank God for keeping him, for preserving
yes.
them, even as they go into military training and serve this nation against the many, many adversaries and enemies that are existing in the world. Father, we thank you for Darian and all of his friends and those that are also being inducted into the armed forces. We pray, O God, that they will stand tall, each of them, and you will protect them. You will make them invisible to the adversary, and they will be able to do their duties. They will come up as strong leaders, leaders that have a vision, that live by principle and understand the values of this nation, and more importantly, your values, so that they will be ultimately grand in protecting and performance, and will be safe. These young men will keep you in view, knowing that you are their help. You're the one that keeps them and preserves them. So bless Darian and all the other youngsters today as they travel, Lord, give them a safe trip to their destination. And we speak peace to all of our family, all of those that are caring and concerned. And we speak peace, and we ask that our faith and confidence in you be strengthened as we rest in you, knowing that you are with them, and that your angels that do minister and that have ministered to them to this point will continue their duty and protect them and watch over them. Cause them to stand out as leaders so that they will lead, because you wired them for leadership. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Linda. Thank you for giving us that update.
Thank you also very much for your prayers, because they're going to need them. But like you said, God is in charge, and I'm sure he will watch over them. But I thank you and your prayer partner so very much, and I will pass it on to them. Thank you, and may God bless all of you.
May God bless you. Pray for us. We want to come see you. I mean that. We're working on that even as we speak. So just pray for us. And
yes, I definitely will. I always do. And we thank you. We thank you for my daughter.
Yes. Get our room ready, because we're coming.
It's been ready. It's always ready. No one ever uses it, so it's always ready.
Yeah, get our room ready. We're coming down there. We're coming down there.
Come on home.
Okay,
always say, the doors are always open. Come on home.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you for
that prayer
request.
Thank you so much, and you all be blessed today.
Yes, yes. Thank you. We received that. Okay, we have someone else in queue right now, 0809, and... I would encourage you to speak, because your line is live.
Praise the Lord. Lord, Pastor, this is Sister Florence. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Sister Florence.
Praise the awesome time we had last night at Goodwill, and they were very receptive of what was going on. But I want to add two young men to your list. I know you have a long prayer list, but... they asked for prayer, and it was reminding us that was the last time we're going to be with them for this year. And we kind of like did a Christmas, you know, service for them. And we won't be back until January, the new year comes in. But these two young men asked specifically for prayer. One name is Larry, and one name is Robert. And Robert was in a bad accident with his father, and the father was drunk, or a drunk driving situation. And him and his brother and whoever was in the car flipped over three times. And if the car would have flipped over the fourth time, they would have landed over an embankment on the railroad tracks. And I said to Robert, you know, God helped that car, and God saved you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So they're alive today to speak about it after
Absolutely.
A bad accident, the car flipping over three or four times. Three times, and the fourth time it would have landed on the railroad track. And he testified to that. So just add to your list. I know you have a long list of prayer requests and stuff, but add these two young men to their list, Robert and Larry. They're just the word. And he said God called him to... I said, well, God saved you for a reason. He said, well, what God want me to do? I said, you'll be his mouthpiece, you know, because he was testifying. You'll be his mouthpiece. He saved you for a reason, that you didn't perish in that accident. And
right.
But anyway, they were very, you know, they all was very hungry for the word. So my husband, Elder Dennis, you know, brought them all up to pray for them, because we won't see them the end of this year. But all of them came for prayer and just came to the altar and more or less give their hearts to the Lord. But my husband prayed for every one of them. So it was an awesome time last night. But these two young men specifically, you know, asked me for us to pray for them, put them on
okay.
our prayer list.
Well, let's do that right now.
Praise God.
You know, there's nothing like asking and making requests. I always encourage people to verbalize.
And just to add, Pastor, I remember, because just a couple of days ago, I'm not sure it was Friday or Thursday, that you prayed for men and young men, that they come and take their rightful place. Yeah, that they
right.
come and take their rightful place. So, you know, even though the situation they're in there, you could see that they like I said, you could see that they're hungry for something better and for God to move in their behalf. So, I mean, that's so awesome, because they are young men, what I'm saying. They're getting younger and younger in that place there.
Yes, well, we did pray for men to take
yeah.
their place, and God is answering prayer. Yesterday, two men expressed a desire to be a part of our fellowship. One is coming out the 23rd from the halfway house, and the other comes out in May, and he's a musician. He plays bass guitar, and he says, Pastor, please reserve that spot for me once I get out, you know. And they both reside in our city. So God is answering prayer. I mean, that's just so awesome. That stokes my confidence in the Lord to no end. But let us pray for Larry and Robert, because, see, don't ask God if you don't expect or want to get an answer. Don't ask him. You know, but if you want an answer, you want a response from God, you want God to move, then you ask. And we're asking now on behalf of Larry and Robert, two clients that were down at the Goodwill Rescue Shelter, which is a shelter for those who are homeless and are experiencing challenging circumstances, like being without a home, a place to call home, and without food and so on. The Goodwill Shelter, we thank God for the Goodwill Ministry. That is a vision of a man who's with the Lord right now. Many years ago, the Lord gave him that vision for that place in our city, and that place has been serving our city and the homeless and the hopeless for many, many years. Father, we do lift up Larry. We do lift up Robert. And Father, you are the kind of father that wants to be father to, be father for, be father with, be father on behalf of. And you want your children, your creation, to ask. And these two men have requested prayer. They know that there's value to asking the Father. They may not understand all of the theology around prayer, but they do know that it's simple by just asking. And so they've offered their faith to ask you through us. So today we thank you for the humble role that you've allowed us to have, where we have access. So we stand today on behalf of Larry. We stand on behalf of Robert. In the name of Jesus, bless them mightily. You know their need. And we ask, Father, that you would meet them at the point of their need, even right now, even on this day, as they begin to stir, getting ready to face this day. And what may be a week of living again for us. We call upon you on their behalf, that you would open doors, you would meet their need with such speed that they would know that it must be you, and they will give you thanks, praise, and glory. You know where their hurts are. We pray that you would alleviate the pain of their inner being. You would hear the cry of their heart and their soul. In Jesus' name, bless Robert and bless Larry. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well,
thank you.
thank you for joining us. We have just we have almost just about seconds, but I do want to pray for someone, and her name is Sarah Price, and she's having hernia surgery on Thursday, and as someone or herself has requested a prayer. So let's pray for Sarah. She's having surgery this week, and then someone, Michael Woods, wants prayer for his mother's health and for his own health as well. And he is giving praise in advance. He's thanking the Father. So this is someone that is reaching out in faith. Let us pray for these two people right now. Father, we pray for Sarah Price, who is having corrective surgery on this week. Bless her with a sure healing and sure recovery, as well as Michael Woods, who is praying for his mother's health and for his own health, that they will see their prayer request answered and their health will be made manifest. We thank you for all of the medical personnel involved in their therapies and treatments and interventions, and that they will be delivered from every disease, from everything that's out of order. We speak divine supernatural order in Jesus' name. The blood prevails by his stripes. We are healed. These people are healed because of the stripes that were laid upon the Son. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless these with healing. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you all for joining us on this prayer cast. People are being blessed, and people are believing and trusting God. It doesn't get better than that. And so we must depart. We're running a little bit over time, but we thank you for bearing with us and for joining us and for sharing your faith and the power of agreement with us. So we are going to say, God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you for joining us. I look forward to being with you again on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. sharp. This is your day. Take it. Walk tall in it with the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Praise him. Yeah.
Yes.
That's